ABC Radio Australia.
There have been renewed calls for Vanuatu to crack down on corruption within the government following the conviction this week of a senior Vanuatu aid negotiator. Victor Rory, who worked in the Prime Minister's office in Vanuatu, was found guilty of embezzling development funds, including more than 14.9 million Vatu. That's around 182,000 Australian dollars that were intended for European Union funded projects. As Priyanka Srinivasan reports, experts are now calling for Vanuatu, but also the wider Pacific, to better enforce anti-corruption policies so they can reinstill confidence amongst international aid partners.
The European Development Fund was supposed to help build a series of renewable energy projects on several Vanuatu islands. But instead, the fund became the centre of an embezzlement scandal led by Vanuatu's former principal aid negotiator, Victor Rory, and several other high-ranking administrators are accused of being involved too.
We found a lot of evidence against misuse of the money.
Lawyer Edward Nalyal chaired a commission of inquiry set up in 2017 to investigate the EU fraud once it was discovered that the development projects had not been completed despite the fact much of these funds had gone. The commission found that money was unlawfully withdrawn and almost 1.2 million Australian dollars still remains unaccounted for.
We discovered a lot of instances of corruption. This place, you might know, is very small. It's a small country. People are linked and they know each other. Those connections, in a bad way, promote conflict of interest.
This week, Victor Rory was convicted of 40 counts of obtaining money by deception and money laundering by Vanuatu's Supreme Court. He'll be sentenced later this month. Lawyer Edward Nalyal believes that Mr. Rory's conviction is a small part of a wider problem of malpractice in Vanuatu, which he describes as a disease that needs rooting out.
There needs to be tougher penalties for corruption, fraud, using money that's supposed to be for development.
The case has raised wider concerns about the Pacific region's international reputation when it comes to corruption and ethical mismanagement of aid funds. Pacific Beat spoke to Ruzin Ali, an assistant lecturer at the University of the South Pacific's Government, Development and International Affairs School. She said that cases like the one in Vanuatu can have larger repercussions that undermine development efforts. The European Union has said that money misappropriated will need to be compensated by the Vanuatu government. The EU's Pacific office wouldn't take part in an interview, but its press and information officer, Nazim Kassim, said in a prepared statement that the EU believes it is crucial for Vanuatu to properly manage its public funds.
It is crucial that Vanuatu manages any funding by the European Union in line with their respective contractual obligations, which of course includes prevention of fraud or theft. The EU is ready to provide technical assistance to the government of Vanuatu to monitor proper management of public funds.
EU delegates are expected to meet with Vanuatu officials later this month to discuss the fraud.